The first person condemned to die under New York's 1995 capital punishment law, Darrell Harris, had his life spared today. New York's highest court found that Harris had been rightfully convicted of murder, but that his death sentence was unconstitutional. From New York, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
In a 6-1 ruling, the New York Court of Appeals, the state's highest court, found that the New York death penalty statute at the time of Darrell Harris's conviction violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. New York's 1995 capital punishment law offered defendants a chance to avoid the possibility of execution if they agreed to plead guilty and accept a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. That portion of the statute was struck down by the state high court in 1998, 5 months after Harris's conviction. The court today said the government's offer of life without parole in exchange for not seeking the death penalty impermissibly discouraged a defendant from exercising his constitutional right to a trial by jury. The court majority ordered Harris, a former prison guard, resentenced to a prison term between 20 years and natural life. The one dissenting judge argued that his entire conviction should be thrown out. Charles Hines, the district attorney of Kings County in Brooklyn, oversaw the prosecution of Darrell Harris in 1998.
Darrell Harris was accused of conducting what amounted to an execution of three people.
Hines is personally opposed to capital punishment, but his office in Brooklyn has sought the death penalty more frequently than any other district attorney's office in the state. He says the significance of today's ruling is that the judges didn't tackle many of the broader constitutional questions surrounding New York's death penalty law.
So, I mean, I think to the extent that the court continues to have an open mind on the broad question of is a death penalty constitutional in this state, indicates there's going to be, a spirited debate and extensive litigation on that question.
For more than a decade, former Governor Mario Cuomo vetoed attempts to establish the death penalty in New York. Governor George Pataki signed into law a new death penalty statute in 1995, soon after he took office. Eric Friedman, a constitutional law professor at Hofstra University on Long Island, calls today's decision an exercise in judicial minimalism.
It suggests that this court is going to proceed with extreme caution.
Friedman says in the midst of a national questioning of capital punishment, the New York Court of Appeals is going to be asked to decide the politically volatile question of whether the death penalty is allowed under New York state constitution.
And it may well be that they essentially never have to get to that because while they are reversing all the death sentences that come before them on one grounds or another, the national trends will lead to some form of moratorium abolition.
No one has been executed in New York State since Eddie Mays was sent to the electric chair at Sing Sing in 1963. The lifting of Darrell Harris's death sentence today drops the population of New York's death row from 6 convicts down to 5. Today's ruling also could affect the sentence of one of those 5 who was convicted soon after Darrell Harris. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, New York.